Welcome to the daily chizuk. Benisan nigalu, benisan atidin lehigael. In Nisan, Hashem took our ancestors out of Mitzrayim, and in Nisan, Be'ezrat Hashem, we are going to be redeemed from our current exile. This is the month of Geula, not only for the nation, but for the individual as well. And therefore, we should be hoping for and anticipating redemptions from our personal problems as well. We need to feel like David HaMelech said about himself, Kegamul ale imo, like infants who need Hashem for every one of our needs. Rabbi Lugassi quoted Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus, who explained, when a baby is very small, the mother comes running to it for every little cry. But as the baby gets bigger and becomes more independent, the mother feels less of a need to be there every time the baby opens its mouth. So too it is with us. The more we feel like infants who can't do anything on their own, the more responsible, kaviyachol, Hashem feels to come and help us with every one of our needs. The truth is, we need Hashem for everything. Without siyata dishmaya, we can't even accomplish the smallest things. But with siyata dishmaya, we can accomplish anything. We can bring more of Hashem's help into our lives with the way we think. The Sefer Kiyata Madi told the story of a man who belonged to a certain Hasidic group. He began looking for a shidduch for his first daughter. This man did not have any money to make a wedding, and he was even in debt for $100,000. He was nervous about finding someone who would want to marry into his family and about how he would be able to pay for a wedding. So he began learning Sifrei Emunah. He spent a lot of time every day trying to feel that Hashem is in full control and only wants his best. And after many weeks of study, he began feeling so calm about his situation. He realized how little of a role he plays in Shidduchim, that he's just a puppet going through the motions, and Hashem is really the one running the show. One day he received a phone call from a Shadchan, who told him about a great boy and that he should look into him. The man began making some phone calls, and he found out this was a top boy from a wonderful family who also happened to be extremely wealthy. He was so excited, but then he found out that they are from a different group of Hasidut, which would not really mix with his. But he said, it's not us who make the Shidduchim, it's Hashem. He could accomplish anything. So he called back the Shadchan and said, we're very interested. The Shadchan then apologized that he even mentioned the name, because now he realized it was probably an impossibility. But the man said, please try anyway. Anything is possible. The Shadchan came back, called him back a week later, and he said, I'm shocked, but they actually agreed to go through with it. And Baruch Hashem, the Shidduch was made. The two sides were going to meet regarding financial obligations. The man said, I went knowing that I can't pay for anything, but I was still calm. I said to myself, this is the way Hashem decided my financial situation should be. He is the one who made the shidduch. He will be the one to help me with this part as well. He went to the meeting and he told the other party, this is my first daughter getting married. I am very new at this. Please tell me what you expect our side to do. The wealthy man replied, we don't want you to do anything. Just show up at the wedding with happiness. We're going to take care of every single detail. The man was filled with gratitude. He said, thank you. And they had a wonderful meeting. He told over this story after the last Sheva Berachot. He said everything went so perfectly, and they really did pay for everything. It's amazing how Hashem could take a situation that seems so bleak and turn it into the greatest time of our lives. Emunah can do wonders for a person. And this is the time of year that it's in the air. It's available for us to take. May we all see the Yeshuot that we need. Have a great day.